चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो महाबदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरतिशे गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकाय तदागय कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो नमः। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं तपो जय मुदीर। शिष्य का हो दे ड्यूटी ऑफ ए डिसाइपल इज दैट ऑन हिज बर्थडे ही शुड वर्शिप एंड ऑल्सो ही शुड वर्शिप गुरु परंपरा अप टू कृष्ण। In Shastra also it has been written, Jasya Deve Parabhakti Jatha Deve Tatha Guru Tashyante Kathita Hiyartha Prakashante Mahatmana. We must serve Krishna. Okay. But as you are worshipping Krishna, we should worship Gurudev also like him, not less than him. Better than him, okay, then Krishna will be happy. So, if you are doing so, then all the tattva of Shastra, Ved, Upanishad, Shastra, Puran, will be manifested in your heart. So, everywhere the glory of Gurudev is written. If anyone is unhappy in this world, and now he has known that in this world, material world, no happiness. What happiness comes? It is also a form of suffering and unhappiness. Then he will take shelter of a bona fide guru who knows all the purport of all the Shastra, Ved, Upanishad, Shastra, so that he can remove the doubts of disciples. And he should realize Paratattva Krishna. And he should be detached from worldly things, desires. No worldly desire. He is qualified guru. We should go there and we should give our heart to Gurudev, totally saranagat to him, and then he will tell you that how you can be happy. Without Krishna serving, you cannot be happy. First worship Guru and Vaishnava, then Krishna will be pleased. But one thing, on the birthday of Gurudev and his disciples worshipping him by lamp, by agarbatti, by garland, by money, Guru, they will not be satisfied and happy. We should try to know what Guru wants. What Guru wants. How Guru will be pleased. Like Rupa Goswami, Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Buddhile. What Sadhguru wants, what is his desire, a sincere devotee can know. And he should fulfill that desire. That is the best Pushpanjali in the lotus feet of Gurudev. And if not doing valli, or by flowers, by money, by so many garments and other things, oh, Guru cannot be happy. So we should know what Guru wants. All Gurus, those who are qualified, they don't want that anyone should serve him personally by messages and other things. What he wants? He should do bhajan of Krishna really. Being sincere, shravanam, kirtanam, Vishnu shravanam and other. Always be sadhu sangha, namakirtan, bhagavat shravan, mathurabhas, simurti sattas. Gurudev wants this. He wants that you should be detached from worldly desires and sense gratifications. And before day, you should realize who are you, what is your duty, to serve Guru, Vaishnava and Krishna. You should realize. You should fix your aim and object of your life. Then very soon Krishna Bhakti will come in your heart. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, it has been told, Guru Krishna Rupan Shastri Rav Pramani. Guru, Shiksha Guru Ke Jana Krishna Rasvarup. Guru Antarjami
Bhakta Sashpa Duya Guru.
Duya Guru. Guru is what? Guru
Krishna Rupan.
Krishna is like Krishna. Sakshadharitena samasta shastra yuktastatha bhavyate vasadvi. Kintu prabhurya priya ivatas. He is also Supreme Lord, but he is servant Lord, servant Bhagavan. Ashraya Bhagavan he is, not Vishaya Bhagavan. Vishaya Bhagavan only Krishna or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, no other. So we should think like that. Without serving Guru, anyone can advance in Krishna consciousness. Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, they have realized these things. So again and again they are telling Guru Goshthe, Guru first. Bande Ham Si Guru, Guru Shiksha Guru, Adiksha Guru and Shiksha Guru. So both should be respected. Only Diksha Guru's hearing will not be complete until from Shiksha Guru, those who are like Diksha Guru, we should serve and hear from them also. It may be something confidential that Guru cannot tell and a Shishya cannot ask. But to Shiksha Guru, any disciple, Shiksha Shishya, freely he can ask anything and he can freely tell. And sometimes you should know that Diksha Guru, Shiksha Guru may be more than Diksha Guru. If you think that Rupa Goswami is your Shiksha Guru, Krishna is our Shiksha Guru, then really they are superior than Diksha Guru. But even we should do first worship of Gurudev by directly believe we are having the mercy of Krishna and other Vaishnava. That is why from ancient times this system is going on, coming on. At the time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one day on the birthday of Vyasadeva, what knowledge has come through him? So he is Jagat Guru. So all Sampradaya, Vaishnava Sampradaya, even Mayavadi Sampradaya, Shankar Sampradaya also, at that day they worship Vyasadeva. And through Vyasadeva, oh Guru Parampara and Krishna also. So Srivas Pandit told that, oh Mahaprabhu, Sachinandan Gaudhari, tomorrow is Vyas Puja, and I have that process book, and also I have collected all paraphernalia of Vyas Puja. So, I am very poor yet, I want that Vyas Puja should be in my house. Mahaprabhu told that, very good, I appreciate you. And then next day, in morning, after taking bath and doing andik and other things, all came to Sivasangan. Nityananda Prabhu also came. Oh, big kirtan and with dancing, all were doing kirtan. And after that, Srivas Pandit requested Nityananda Prabhu, oh, please begin Vyas Puja. Like this he began to tell. But not doing?
Yes.
After some time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sachinandan Gaudhari, came to that place. Then Srivas Pandit complained to Sachinandan, oh Prabhu, Sripad, Nityananda Prabhu is not doing Vyas Puja. So please tell him, request him that he should begin Vyas Puja. Then Mahaprabhu told, oh Nityananda Prabhu, you should do Vyas Puja. Oh yes. And he took the garland and gave it in the neck of Sachinandan. Why he gave? He is the root guru. He is himself Krishna. So all guru tattva comes from him. So if Krishna is worshipped, whole parampara, whole guru and everything is worshipped.
And Vyasadeva also Sattavya Savatat. Vyasadeva Sattavya Savatat. Nityananda Prabhu Swayam Baladeva. How we can not do Vyasadeva?
Though Vyasadeva is Sattavya Savatat and Nityananda Prabhu Swayam Baladeva. But even, this is worldly Leela.
Narvat Leela
he did. He used to do. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to do pranam to Ishwarpuri Pad. He is guru of Ishwarpuri and Madhavendra Puri. Yet he is doing. So we should respect guru like this. I request Shyamrani to speak something on Guru Tattva.
Microphone, please.
Try to speak briefly. There are so many speakers. Not word, sound coming.
Krishnaya, Krishna Bhaktaya, Tadabhaktaya Namo Namah. First I offer my unlimited obeisances in the dust of the lotus feet, my most worshipful Diksha Gurudev, Nichalinga Pravishta Om Vishnu Pad, a stoker association with Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, and the same unlimited obeisances in the dust of the lotus feet of my most worshipful Shiksha Gurudev, Om Vishnu Pad, a stoker association with Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj, to all of our disciplic succession and all the assembled devotees. I'll just try to share a few things that Srila Gurudev has said on his past Vyasa Puja days. One in Florida, he very humbly said that they say that today is my birthday and the whole world is glorifying today as my birthday. But today is not actually my birthday. My birthday is Gaur Purnima, when I got initiated by my spiritual master, Srila Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Goswami Maharaj. So this is Gurudev's humility and also teaching us how to see our own birth as only coming from our eternal father, Srila Gurudev, Sri Guru. But we know that his appearance in this world is just like the appearance of Sri Krishna. It is completely transcendental, and he appears here just out of his compassion for the fallen conditioned souls. Last year in Hawaii, Srila Gurudev gave the explanation of Vyasa Puja as he touched down this morning. He said, today is my Vyasa Puja day. My Vyasa Puja day. What does that mean? It means it's my day to worship Srila Vyasadev. And my Gurudev and the Guru Parampara and Radha Tattva and Krishna Tattva and Gaur Gadadhar and Baladev and Nityananda, like that, it is my day to do that. And Guru takes the disciples along with him as he worships his Guru Parampara. I used to think that when we sing the mantras, when we sing the prayers from the prayer book, from our Gaudiya Kirtipuja songbook, that first we sing to Guru, then we sing to Vaishnavas, then we sing to Gaurnathai in Krum, and then we sing to Radha and Krishna and their associates. Then I learned a couple of weeks ago at the airport, I asked Srila Gurudev, when we pray to anybody, Sri Surup Damodar, Lalita, Radha and Krishna, who is listening to our prayers actually? So Gurudev said, Guru is listening. I said, well, what about somebody really close to us, like Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur? When we pray to him, who is listening? So Gurudev said, Guru is listening. He said, my goodness, you're so significant in our life, we can't approach anybody but through you. He said, oh, not me, you're Gurudev Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada. I said, yeah, both of you, we can't approach anybody. So then I was thinking after that, that okay, we sing first to our Gurudev, and then we bring him and beg him, as we're doing the external prayers to the Vaishnavas, we're keeping Gurudev in our heart and praying to him that you're really praying to the Vaishnavas on our behalf. Then when we pray to Gaurnathai, we're keeping Gurudev with us, taking him with us, and thinking you're really praying to him, praying to Gaurnathai and their associates to give us mercy. Now, reading Srila Gurudev's Vyasa Puja presentation of his last year's Vyasa Puja day, I'm understanding differently. We're not at all taking him up the disciplic succession to help us pray, but he's taking us. So at every point, we're praying to him, oh Gurudev, now please kindly take me to the Vaishnavas so that you can pray to them for mercy for us. He's taking us everywhere. We can't take him anywhere. As Srila Gurudev touched this morning, Guru observes Vyasa Puja. Vyasa Puja means Guru Puja, same thing. Gurudev shows us how he's worshipping the seven panchakas. Panchaka means set of five. And there's Saptam Panchaka, seven of five sets of objects of worship. That is Sukhadi, Sukadeva Goswami, and the four Parampara Acharyas, the four Acharyas of the different Sampradayas, and Vyas Panchika, Srila Vyasadeva, and his four main disciples. Srila Vyasadeva saw that there was one Veda. He manifested the one Veda, but he saw that nobody could understand it. So, engaging his four disciples and other disciples, he divided the Vedas into four. Then he saw that still hardly anybody could understand, especially as Kali Yuga approached. So he manifested the Puranas, he manifested the Mahabharata, he manifested Brahma Sutra, he manifested all the Upanishads, and still he was dissatisfied. So by the mercy of Narada, he manifested Srimad Bhagavatam. So we have nothing. Gurudev said, without Srila Vyasadeva, everything becomes nothing. Krishna danced with so many manifestations of Radhika, but for Radhika there was only one Krishna in the Rasa dance. How do we know any of this? From Srila Vyasadeva. And Sri Guru is a manifestation of Srila Vyasadeva, and he's teaching us how to worship these seven panchakas. Then there's Guru Panchaka. That is Gurudev, Param Gurudev, Paramesti Gurudev, Parapura Gurudev, and Param Parapura Gurudev. And then Acharya Panchaka. Then Panchatattva Panchaka, that's Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadara Srivasati Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. And Upasha Panchaka, that is Radharani, Krishna, Gaur, Gadadhar, and Gurudev. So in this way, he's teaching us first to worship all these panchakas, his Gurudev and his Guru Parampara, and then he's accepting worship. He quoted his Gurudev on his last Vyasa Puja ceremony in Hawaii, that his Gurudev, after the worship of the Satam Panchika, and then the devotees did Guru Puja to Param Gurudev said, I cannot independently accept this offering. I am taking your offering and giving it to the whole Guru Parampara. So Gurudev was explaining this in the evening of his Vyasa Puja ceremony. I'll just take a couple of minutes to explain what he said in the morning. He's saying, what is not Vyasa Puja? Vyasa Puja means to accept Sri Guru, as he said now, as good as Krishna. Yam prava jantam anapetam apetam krityam dvaipayano vyasas Mahapudre nitanmaya kalyatara vovanedas tam sarva bhuta hridayam mugimanatosmi. Just as Sri Sukadeva Goswami is situated in the heart of every living being, so Sri Gurudev is also situated. He is like the gardener who could look at any seed of any plant and tell what plant that's going to be, and he waters that and gives it enough sunshine and brings out the swarup of the jiva, just as the gardener brings out the full plant from the seed. So he's saying that real Vyasa Puja is to see Sri Guru as omniscient, just like Krishna, and to serve his external mission, which is to preach all over the world, and his internal mission, which is to engage in bhajan. He gave the example of Sankaracharya, who on the order of the Lord acted as a person who said, Vyasadeva is my guru. But he said Vyasadeva is wrong. He said that Vyasadeva's explanation of Anandamaya Vyasa, Pragyam Brahma, was wrong, and he changed it into an impersonal definition. So in this way, Gurudev said, he's saying Vyasadeva is my guru, but my guru is not right. So real Vyasa Puja is that my Gurudev knows everything and I can't do anything without following his instructions. Thank you.
In brief, Sriman Padmanabh Maharaj will speak something on Guru Tattva.
Om Jnana Timiram Dasya Jnanam Janasalakaya Chakshur Urmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah. First of all, I'm offering my unlimited dandavat pranams and my Shraddha Pushpanjali to the lotus feet of my beloved Diksha Gurudev, Nityalila Pravishta, Om Vishnupad Astomotarasata Sri Srimad, Srila Esi Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Prabhupada. And secondly, I am offering my equal dandavat pranams and my Shraddha Pushpanjali to the lotus feet of my beloved Siksha Gurudevs, Nityalila Pravishta Om Vishnupada Asto Tarasata Sri Srila Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Goswami Maharaj, and Om Vishnupada Asto Tarasata Sri Srila Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj, Srila Gurudev. Also to the lotus feet of all of my Rupanuga Guru Varga, and to all the Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis. So the subject matter of Sri Guru Tattva, as we are hearing from the lotus mouth of our beloved Gurudev, it is a very merciful manifestation of Bhagavan Sri Krishna himself. Sri Krishna, he is the source of everything. In Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavan Sri Krishna himself is telling, Aham sarvasya prabhavo matak sarvam pravartate iti madva vajante mam buddha bhava samandita. I am the source of everything that exists. Aham sarvasya prabhavo matak sarvam pravartate. From me, everything is emanating. Iti madva vajante mam buddha bhava samandita. If a person understands this, those personalities who are very intelligent and they realize my position, then they worship me, Buddha Bhava Samandita, with great love and devotion. So the pure devotees of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, they descend within this world by His will, by His desire to reconnect all fallen conditioned souls to this eternal relationship of serving Sri Krishna. Jiver Surupoi Krishner Nityadas Krishner Tatasta Shakti Ved Abed Prakash. The absolute truth, Sri Krishna, He is to be served by every living being. Why? Because they are His own Shakti, His own energy, Tatastha Shakti. And their only duty, their absolute duty, is simply to serve Krishna. Nitya Krishna Das, eternally. But all jivas within this world, they have forgotten this eternal relationship of service to Bhagavan. They have forgotten their own identities. And now they are completely absorbed in the Maya potency of Bhagavan, in which they are forgetting that everything exists, everything in existence is the potency, is the Shakti of Krishna, and I am also His Shakti, and my duty is to serve Him. So all souls within this world, they are Badhajivs, they are bound up by illusion, the network of Maya, forgetfulness. They have become Krishna Bahirmukata. That means they have turned their face away from Bhagavan. And now they have been captured by the illusory energy. But Sri Krishna, He is unlimited ocean of mercy. And Sri Krishna, He loves every single jiva soul because they are His own parts and parcels. Therefore, He manifests Himself. He descends within this world in His own prakash, in His manifestation as Sri Gurudev. In the 11th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, we were just hearing from Srila Gurudev this week. There, Sri Krishna Himself told to Uddhava, Acharya Mam Vijaniyan Namamanyet Karakichit Namartya Buddhya Suyeta Sarva Deva Mayo Guru. O Uddhava, you should understand that actually I, myself, I am the Acharya. Acharya Mam Vijaniyan. You should know this fact. What does that mean? Sakshat Haritvena Samasta Shastraya Ruktastatha Bhavyata Eva Sadabhi Kintu Prabhuya Priya Eva Tasya Vande Guru Sri Charanaravinda. Our Acharya Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has encapsulated this tattva, this truth, within this verse of Guru Vastakam. And there he says that Sri Gurudev is Sakshat Haritvena, meaning that he is directly a manifestation of Hari, Krishna. And he is non-different. But this does not mean that he is Bhagavan Sri Krishna himself. No, he is his manifestation as Guru Tattva. Who is Guru Tattva? Krishna is saying, I am the Acharya. Because Krishna himself expands in his first manifestation as Sri Baladev Prabhu. And Baladev Prabhu is the first manifestation of Krishna who expands himself into all the unlimited forms of Sri Krishna in all of his amshas and kalas. His parts, his expanded parts, like Narayan and Vaikuntha, on the unlimited infinite number of Vaikuntha planets. Within the material worlds, he expands as Mahavishnu. And from Mahavishnu is coming all the different expansions within each and every universe. And finally, he is expanding himself within this universe as Ananta Shesh. So all are ultimately expansions of Baladev Prabhu. And that same Vishnu, Tattva, he has expanded himself within the heart of every single jiva soul as the form of Paramatma, the super soul, who is witnessing all of our activities since time immemorial. Krishna himself is sitting in this form, and that is a manifestation of Sri Baladev Prabhu. As Guru, he is called Antaryami. Antaryami means the Lord within our heart, who is giving us all direction and all knowledge. And Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, that from me comes all knowledge, remembrance, and forgetfulness. So that manifestation of Krishna within the heart of the conditioned soul, as the Antaryami Guru within the heart, he is always ready to give us direction. He is always ready to receive our service. But unfortunately, the conditioned souls within this world are blind to his presence within their heart. Therefore, very kindly and very mercifully, that Lord within the heart, he expands himself, he manifests himself outwardly as Bhakta Shrestha, the best of the devotees. So that manifestation of Bhagavan in the form of Sri Guru, as Bhakta Shrestha, he comes and imparts all divine knowledge to the disciple. He enables the disciple to gain knowledge of their eternal relationship with him. And if the disciple fully serves and surrenders to the manifestation of Sri Guru, who has come to him face to face within this world, and as Gurudev said, he accepts him fully as a manifestation of Krishna, and as the dearmost servant of Krishna, then that devotee, he will be able to revive his eternal relationship with Krishna. So in very brief, this is only one aspect of the unlimited truth of Sri Guru Tattva. And we are very fortunate that on this day, we have the opportunity to worship such a personality who is direct manifestation of Sri Krishna.
Very good. Very good. Now, Sriman Madhava Maharaj will speak about Guru Tattva.
and spreading Krishna consciousness puja, also past puja. So now we are Bhagavan Srila Gurudev. Guru Krishna Rupan Sastre Pamane, Guru Rupe Krishna Kripa Paran Bhakta Jane. If Krishna wants to bestow his mercy, he has to come through Bhaya Media, Bona Fide Gurudev. He will not direct bestow his mercy to anyone in this world. Why so? If someone wants to worship Krishna, then Krishna told, Prathamam tu Gurum Pujya, Tatasyaiva Mamarjanam, Tadesa Bhagavad Bhakti, Jannathani Svalo Bhave. Oh my dear devotee, you want to worship me? What do you do? Prathamam tu Gurum Pujya, go to your Bona Fide Gurudev, worship him, please him, take permission from him, then you worship me. If you do so, then you will be Bhagavad Bhakti. Otherwise, everything goes in vain. So this here I am giving a practical example. When Dhruva Maharaj, his heart was completely broken by his stepmother and he cannot run out from his house, being a 5-year-old boy, want to do bhajan. And Narayana became very restless. Lakshmi asked, oh Prabhu, why are you so restless today? Then Narayana told, my devotee is calling me in material world. And Lakshmi said, oh Prabhu, don't delay, please go immediately. Then Bhagavan told, I cannot go. Then Lakshmi asked, why not? Because he has no guru. So, unless until there is no guru, I cannot go there to bestow my mercy. Then Bhagavan inspired Narad Rishi. Narad Rishi came and initiated him. Then he achieved the mercy of Bhagavan. We may think, oh, nowadays in internet age, we can get everything, most of everything from internet. Why go to a mediator or broker? What is the need to go to him? Why is it needed initiation? Is there any necessity? They mention in scripture that Bilar Diksha Vihinasya Na Siddhina Sadgati Tasmat Sarva Prajatnena Guru Na Dikshita Bhave. What to say about Siddhi? It mentioned Na Siddhina Sadgati. What to say about your perfection in your sadhana bhajan? Even you could not go in any good destination. So Tasmat Sarva Prajatnena. So somehow or other, you have to please Bona Fide Gurudev and have to be initiated by him, then your life will be successful. I am giving an example. Like Sri Anandan Thakur, he was son of a king and he took initiation for Loknath Goswami. He rejected so many times by him, but he rendered menial service. Loknath Goswami used to go for passing, then he is cleaning that area for cleaning his hand, making dust and keeping there and throw out his tune. One day, Loknath Goswami caught him red-handed and bestowed his mercy. Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur, with the spare idea of the whole world about Gaudiism, what he did? He was so learned scholar. He took initiation from Gaudiya Saraswati Maharaj. He pleased him. He did, rejected him few times. Then he did Chandrayan Vrata and Gokras Bhajan. Chandrayan Vrata means like moon increase gradually to 16 days full moon, again gradually to new moon. In the same way today, to 1 bite, second bite, up to 15, then gradually less. And not eating by hand, like cow is to eat by his mouth, same way, is to do that. Being a learned scholar, he pleased him and took initiation. So initiation is essential. If someone thinks, oh, I have initiated by someone, so no need to take initiation. But if your Gurudev is fallen down, so what have to do? So Jeevasvami Pada has told, Punascha Vidina Sammo Graye Vaishnavad Guru. If someone's Guru is fallen down, or if someone is initiated by a Avastra Guru, not Vastra Guru, any Swayva Guru, any Ara Guru, by that he could not achieve Krishna Prem. So, whose Guru is fallen, or somebody's other Sampradaya, if they want to Krishna Prem, they have to come in proper process and have initiated by Bona Fide Gurudev, then you can achieve Krishna Prem and your life is successful. So, as a speaker also here, Gurudev ordered me to speak and preach, so I am finish my lecture here. Even if you prefer to excuse, please go. You can go to Sri Mataji. Banchar or whatever you want to do, please go.
Very good. Now Prajvallabh Prabhu speaks something.
Om Magyar Smaranyasya Dhananjana Shabataya Shakshur Unmanitam Yena Tashmaya Shri Guru. Before I dare to speak, let me first offer my Dhamma-Vatram, Pranam, Dhamma, to my Harinam Guru, Shri, Shumat, Nitya-Lila, Pravishtha, Vishnupad, Shri, Shumat, Shila, Isi, Patrudanta, Swami, Maharaj. And unto my teacher, Guru, Shri, Nitya-Lila, Pravishtha, Shri, Shri, Lopati, Raksha, Shri, Dhagur, Swami, Maharaj, to Srila Gurudev, to all those who have been an inspiration and who are trying to keep me on the path of this glory of Vaishnavism. All throughout the Shastras, you cannot but flick nearly every page and there will be a glorification of Sri Guru. And I'm sure today, in all the discussions which I missed out on, so many slokas which are being quoted tonight, as once again Srila Kaviraja Swami in the beginning of Chaitanya Charitamrita broached this subject matter so clearly and definably in the slokas that were chanted tonight. Jive shakshat nahi tati guru chetra rupe antarjami bhakti shreshta shiksha guru chetra jani. Because we cannot visualize that Lord within our heart, then that Lord within our heart is very merciful. And what happens? He appears on the outside as Guru. So we can have some relationship. And as Gurudev and Padmanabha Maharaj and others have said tonight, that they are non-different. Why? Because they're spreading the same message. There's no difference between the Shiksha Guru, the Diksha Guru, and the Guru, the ultimate Guru within the heart also. So instead of us just being lost, what eyes do we have to see? We have no eye to see the Lord. What ear do we have to hear with? We have no ear. These eyes are fleshy eyes. These ears are fleshy ears. They see mundane things. They hear mundane things. They cannot pick up on the subtle vibrations coming from the transcendental world, intimating to us to come back home, come back home, come back home. So out of great mercy, the Lord manifests on the outside of us as Guru. So to come into connection with Guru, this is a very, very fortunate thing. Tuliyami lapanapi na swagam na punnabhavam bhagavat sanghi sanghasha matanam him prakashisha. Just a little bit of association with the devotee of the Lord is infinitely more valuable than anything else. What is it, this desire for liberation? Everyone, the desire for liberation and the desire for heavenly enjoyment. Who doesn't want heavenly enjoyment here? Why do we earn money? Yeah? Because why do we strive for anything? Improvement. Why do so many do puja to go up to get a longer type of life and a higher type of enjoyment? And to hell with that, that is so painful we may experience after some time. Let us go for liberation, which is a higher thing, where all our suffering ceases. So a little bit of association with an actual guru is so much more than that. The desire or the attainment of the heavens or even the attainment of liberation. So what to speak of whatever we can have in this petty world, our mundane achievements and our dominion over others and all of these things. Why? Because the spiritual master can bring us into connection with that transcendental plane of devotion. So the spiritual master and our connection with him is infinitely valuable. And in the beginning, we might not perceive that. Like when Yasya Devi Parabhakti Yata Devi Tathagara, as one Prabhu was saying the other night, we might not have full faith in the spiritual master in the beginning. That's all right. We may not have full faith in Krishna in the beginning. That's all right. But if we have a little faith in Krishna in the beginning, and a little faith in the spiritual master in the beginning, this is a huge thing. So how can we build on that faith in Guru and Krishna? Gradually, every day, cultivating our faith. We shouldn't be crushed by hearing this sloka, Yasya Devi Parabhakti. Everyone's thinking, I don't have this kind of faith, absolute faith in Guru and absolute faith in Krishna, and seeing them as being absolutely non-different, as we're hearing tonight, as Kaviraj Goswami has explained. We may not have that. But if we have a little bit, this is the most valuable thing, because if it is under the guidance of the spiritual master, that very delicate faith can be cultivated day by day by day. Then that faith will increase and the fruit and the vision will be there to realize all of these things. Gyan, gyan. To actually realize truth is another thing, and to quote this like this, as I am doing, apparently, may be another. So,
thank you. Leela Sukh Prabhu should speak something. Jugal Kishore, he wants to speak something. He told. Where is he? He should come. He should come nearer.
We finally asked me to speak something of Guru Tattva for the pleasure of the Vaishnavas and for the pleasure of Gurudev and for the purification of my own heart. I'd like to discuss this one topic on Guru Tattva. Guru means heavy. One of the meanings of Guru is heavy. A Guru cannot be moved. He will stick to the Siddhanta, to the proper process, no matter what the obstacles are. Bhakta Siddhanta, Saraswati Thakur, he was a guru like this. During the time of Bhakta Siddhanta, he started initiating people that were out of caste, giving Brahmin initiations to people that were out of caste. Now the caste Brahmanas, they became very upset about this. They thought it was undermining their position. Because the tattva is that who is a Brahmin is one who behaves like a Brahmin, not one who takes birth in a certain family. And Bhaktisiddhanta would not be moved on this because he was a guru, he was heavy, and he upset powerful people that were that had money, people that had influence, people that were willing to do heavy things to get their way. In the time of the Harinam Parakram in Navadvipa, Bhaktisiddhanta had been targeted by these Brahmins who had paid some gundas to remove him from them usurping their position. So these gundas were instructed to throw rocks, bricks, bottles at the Harinam party and remove Bhaktisiddhanta. Now Bhaktisiddhanta, during this Harinam party, was pelted by the rocks and the bricks coming from the roof. Now that he had a disciple, a real Sishya, this Sishya, Srila Bhakti Prakhan Keshava Maharaj, he gathered up his guru and he pulled his guru into a house, a nearby house that he knew would be safe. And In this house, Bhaktivedanta Kesara Maharaj, he forcibly took the sannyas cloth of his guru. He sent his guru out the back, and then he turned to face the mob, died to live. This is what it means to be a Sishya. This is what it means to be following a guru. You give up everything for the service of that guru. Now, Bhaktivedanta Kesara Maharaj, he didn't know that the mob was not going to look into that house. So he survived. Sometime later, to show that we always must be under guidance, he then later, not that he needed to, because he'd already taken the sannyas face of his Guru Maharaj, but he asked the crown jewel of the Bhaktisiddhanta sannyas disciples to formally bestow sannyas upon him when he asked Srila Bhaktivedanta Kesara Maharaj to give him sannyas. I'd like to end now because time is short. Thank you, Rudev, again for giving me a chance to purify my heart.
Very good. He has given example of our Gurudev. He took his life in hand to serve Gurudev. All his disciples fled away from that, run away. Only our Gurudev gave forcibly his dress to Prabhupada, white, and he took saffron cloth and donned. And anyhow, he requested to that Prabhupada, you should go to Mayapur, and thus he said. So a disciple should be like that. His life should be to serve Gurudev. Those disciples who don't obey Gurudev, for their life is in vain. So a disciple must obey his order. High class of Guru Sevak is, he knows, and by way he does like Gurudev, what he wants. And second, if Gurudev tells that you should do, and then he does, then he is what? Madhyam Adhikari. And when Gurudev is telling anything, oh Gurudev, how can I do? I'm not qualified to do. Oh, this is very hard for me to do. These are not sevak but buck. Buck means?
Crane.
Like crane. No saw, only buck of crane like there. So we should be like them. Our Guru Maharaj is the others.
Ideal.
And Guru Nishtha was in him. We can learn from him. Now, in brief, Sriman Damodar Maharaj is still suffering.
Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Sri Vasati Gola Bhakta Brinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. So on this most auspicious day, first I offer pranam the Lord's feet of Sri Gurudev. Also my six gurus, Nichilila Prabhu Sri Gauravinda Maharaj, Nichilila Prabhu Sri Bhaktivinoda Bhavan Maharaj, Nichilila Prabhu Sri Bhaktivinoda Sri Vikram Maharaj, Chaitanya Sannyasis, Vaishnavas, Vaishnavis. So who can properly describe the glories of Sri Gurudev? I said, Guru, unless you are a demigod, you cannot worship the demigods. Unless you are in the position of Sri Gurudev, you cannot properly describe Sri Gurudev. Even one time Gurudev said, even when you go into the spiritual world, Goloka Vrindavan, even there you'll never completely understand how deep is Sri Guru. Therefore, what can we speak? But anyhow, what we have heard from Vaishnavas, that thing I'll try to repeat. So we hear Sri Narottam Das Thakur has said, Evajas Vrishit Tribhuvan, Oso Vedeke Jahara Charito, all the Vedas have just chanted the glories of the spiritual master. But really, if we look a little bit deeply, this cannot be completely true. Because the bhakti that is present in the heart of such a Vaishnava coming in the line of Sri Rupa Goswami, even that is beyond the reach of the Vedas. Sri Uddhavji, in his prayers to the gopis, he paid Bejo Mukunda Shridivi Bijume. He said, I give my pranam to the gopis because the bhakti which is possessed, their buddhas is not even available for the Vedic Shastras. Also in the 10th canto, we see the personified Vedas pray to the feet dust of the gopis to achieve just one drop of their devotion. That even though we hear the glories of Guru are described in the Veda, this is not completely true. Therefore, the glories of the Guru are completely unlimited. Even Gurudev said, how powerful is Krishna? But the Guru is that person who has controlled and captured even Krishna. Therefore, who could even imagine their position? We cannot even hope to understand. Even this life, one drop of understanding can come in our heart, then I think that's very much enough for us. Therefore, even though we're hearing so much about Guru Tattva, just one thing I'd like to describe. I remember Srila Gaura Govinda Maharaj on his Vyasa Puja. Then 2-3 days, so many people offered. And then he said, at the end of everything, I'm taking your offerings, but I think I'm not qualified. These are for my Gurudev, Sri Prabhupada, Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami. But today I want you all to examine our hearts, having our hearts really have a place at the feet of the spiritual master. The Gurudev said a wonderful thing. By money, by cloth, by food, by fruits, spiritual master cannot be pleased. Then we should try to see what the spiritual master wants from us and give him this. This is the real Pushpanjali. And this is also the most difficult thing to give. Gurudev is a representative of Bhagawan. Therefore, there was one incarnation of Bhagawan named Sri Bhamandev. So, Sri Bhamandev came to the Yajnasala, the sacrificial arena of Bali Maharaj. That time he said, oh king, give me a donation. What do you want? I just want 3 steps of land. Then Bali, very short and saying, Bali Maharaj said, yes, I promise I'll give you 3 steps of land. So with his first step, Bhagavan Bhamandev extended his feet up to the planet of Lord Brahma. With his second foot, he took down to the bottom of the universe. There were 2 feet. Bhagavan Bhamandev took the whole universe from Bali Maharaj. Oh king, you broke your promise. You promised me 3 steps of land, but with 2 steps, I have taken everything. Then he bound Bali Maharaj and pushed him on the ground, like a crow, it says. That time Bali Maharaj was thinking, oh, so foolish I am. I've given everything to Bhagavan, but I never gave myself. Therefore, pure intelligence appeared in the heart of Bhamandev. So he said, oh Bhagavan, keep your 3rd foot on my head. So Gurudev, he is representative of the Lord. Therefore, what he wants from us, therefore, what is that real offering of Vyas Puja, which I am also failing to do? The Supreme Lord has given every jiva 1 jewel. That is the jewel of independence. Because without independence, there is no question of loving service. Therefore, what Bhagavan really wants from us, he wants that one thing, that independence that we have. How we can give that independence back to Bhagavan? Then first, that is the real offering of the spiritual master, to give that independence that we all possess back to the feet of Gurudev and work under his instructions. This is the real Vyasa Puja. This is the real offering to the spiritual master. This is what Srila Gurudev has come here to collect from us. So we can all take our pulse and understand, have I offered him what he wants, what he desires from me? Also, that is only that type of offering that is also possible by the mercy of Gurudev and the Vaishnavas. Otherwise, even by ourselves, how can we surrender? We cannot even completely surrender without the mercy of the Guru. So by mercy of Guru, we can surrender. By mercy of Gurudev is everything. Tumara karuna sa. O Gurudev, your mercy is all in all. So, also I can speak, I'm sure I'm not speaking alone, that we have all failed. We have not completely offered ourselves. Therefore, we are asking Gurudev and Bhagavan for that pure intelligence Just like you surrendered to your Gurudev and served him completely, one day we hope that type of inspiration can also come in our heart. Otherwise, Sri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, on his Vyasa Puja, he said, so many disciples were there, he said some people in the audience may be thinking, who is that strange animal sitting on the Vyasa Stan? He must be one wondrous sort of beast to take puja and pratishtha from everyone. But who has the right to sit on the seat of Vyasa Puja? Someone may say how Gurudev can have such a nerve to take such a vision, or because he has performed that type of surrender, that type of service to his own guru, then Guru has a right to demand that from his own disciples. So,
Jagadishan Prabhu, heavenly speak two words. Dinbandhu Prabhu should be ready.
Om Ajnana Virandasya Yadam Jana Shavartaya Chakshur Vinitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah. I mean, just my request, this is a divine love spirit.
This is not good. Why?
Good, but his voice is...
So you should speak.
And my limited advice is the divine spirit of our entire group of Guru Varga, especially the immediate predecessor of Acharyas, Srila Gaurabhakta Swami Maharaj, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, Prabhupada, Srila Bhaktivedanta Srila Maharaj, Srila Bhaktivedanta Srila Prabhupada Swami Maharaj, and also Bhaktivedanta Prabhupada Swami Maharaj. There's one very nice verse from Srila Chaitanya Charitamrita. Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sarve Shastra Poi, Lavanaka Sadhu Sangha, Sarve Shastra Poi. A very nice verse, inspires courage and hope, and even promises something of a miracle. We associate with pure Vaishnava, and we achieve full spiritual perfection. It's promised, three times emphasized. And yet there seems to be some mystery in this verse. After all, many of us have associated Sadhguru with Gurudev for many years now. And before that, with Srila Gaurabhakta Swami Maharaj Mahabharata. And also with Srila Prabhupada Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, and also with Srila Srila Maharaj, and Srila Bhakti Pramod Puri Maharaj, and others. And yet this promise of spiritual perfection still eludes us. So therefore some mystery seems to be there. Is the promise not, is it a false promise? So in 1974, Chaitanya Chandrabhai Mandir in India, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada was in morning walk, and he was asked this question. What does it mean, this Lava Matra Sadhu Sangha, this perfection of only one moment's association? So Srila Prabhupada, he answered in a very simple way, but a very profound way. He said that the spiritual master is like an intense spark or a match. And he can immediately
ignite
any combustible material. And he likened the jiva soul to being like a piece of wood. Now we all know that a piece of wood, if it's wet, it can't do anything with it, can't cook with it, practically useless. So, have to drive a piece of wood out, and then it can become somewhat useful. So Srila Prabhupada explained that by coming into the association of the guru, that opportunity is given for this drying process to take place. In other words, if one follows very strictly the instructions given to them by the spiritual master, then the drying process, he said, he likened the water in the wood to being sense gratification or the desire for material enjoyment. So when one is close to the spiritual master, we become inspired and we follow as he instructs us. But then he said, when the spiritual master goes away, oh, then again they go out and get more wet. So our desire is that we can Srila Gurudev was saying, real glorification of the spiritual master is to follow the instruction. So for us, the onus is to follow the instructions that he has given us, so that slowly we can dry ourselves out to the point where we can maybe then truly associate with Gurudev, and then we're in such condition that we can immediately ignite our Krishna prayer, and our life will then become perfect. And then we can also truly glorify Srila Gurudev, because he said many times, only one who has understood the heart of his Gurudev can adequately describe his glories and can adequately lament his departure, etc. So my desire is that I can go away from here and take your instructions with me, maybe dry up, maybe next time I see you, I'll be a little bit more dry.
Very good. Nirbandho. Very quickly, 2 minutes. What? Yes.
Moham Kuruti Vachalam, Pangam Langay Tigaru, Yat Kripatam Hamande Sri Guru Dhyan. So, Srila Gurudev has asked me to say something very shortly on Guru Thakta. Because previously, Gurudev was mentioning the different levels of Uttam Shitsya, Madhyam Shitsya, and Paka. And Yuka Kishore Prabhu was just mentioning how the wet wood is there. So I'm feeling like a very wet paka, very foolish and very unqualified to be here. But I will try and say something as best I can. It's mentioned in Shastra that there are many different teachers, guru. The other night we were listening on the instructions of Nini Maharaj, the 24 gurus. In our lives, there are so many gurus. Our cooking guru, our teachers at school, they're having a guru. So many persons around us are helping us, guru. There are our scientists who are teaching us so many different ways, how to use computers, etc. Guru, computer guru. Father, mother, guru for the children. So this word guru is used very lightly. We see around the world there are millions of gurus. So in Shastra it doesn't mention Guru, rather it mentions Sri Guru. Mukham Karoti Vachalam, Pangam Lange Atikarim, Yat Pripatam Aham Bande, Sri Guru Kinatarane. Sri Guru Charana Padma, like this. So Sri is placed in front of this Guru. Why this word Sri is there? This word Sri sometimes indicates something auspicious, something beautiful, something wonderful, something wealthy. Sometimes it indicates Lakshmi Devi. All of these indications, this word Sri. But the real meaning of this word Sri is indicating the most auspicious, the most beautiful. Srimata Radharani. So when this word, my Guru Maharaj described, that when this word Sri is placed in front of Guru, this is real Guru. This is Tattadashi. This is Radha Priya Shakhi. This is Uttam Adhikari Vaishnav Guru. That Sri Guru is that person who is beyond any material calculation of what his teacher. Sri Guru is actually the external manifestation of Srimati Radharani in this world. And you see all our previous acharyas, they're not just simply Guru. They are directly descended from the transcendental world to try and help and guide us. So any Uttamani Kari Vaishnav Guru who is sent to this world is coming directly from amongst the intimate parikas of Srimati Radharani. Therefore that person is Sri Guru. That person should be worshipped with awe and reverence and respect. And that person should be fully surrendered to by that such shishya, that 100% surrendered disciple. For someone like myself, I wonder how it's possible that I've been so fortunate to be placed in the association of such advanced Uttamadikari Vaishnavas, such as our beloved Srila Gurudev, and also my beloved Gurudev, Srila Gaudiya Vindaswami. And of course, I'm standing before so many wonderful Vaishnavas who have given so much surrender to the legacy of their so many beloved Gurudevs. So this day is such an auspicious day, yet it's such a sad day. It is very, very auspicious because we're able to worship Sri Vyas and worship all of our beloved Gurudevs. But at the same time, this is the last day of our Harikatha festival. So how auspicious it is that this day has fallen on the day of Srila Gurudev's Vyasa Puja, and we should all be very blessed and thankful that Sri Gurudev and all of our beloved Gurus have brought us to the lotus feet of Sri Gurudev to help us and guide us in our lives. And we all pray that somehow or other he will beat us very hardly with his stick, and that somehow or other something may sink into our foolish heads. Jai. Hare Krishna.
You know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nimai Pandit, who went to Gaya to give pind to his father and others. But luckily he met with Ishwar Puripad, disciple of Madhavendra Puripad. He was a Rasik Vaishnav. Seeing this, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him, "Oh, ei deh ami samvad pilam tumare." Tatpare Krishna Pad Padma Ras Piyavo Amare. He told that fully and surrendering myself in your lotus feet. Please give me a nectar of Krishna prem. Nothing I want from you. A disciple should be like that. Krishna has given us a free will, and this is very precious. We should give it to Guru Pad Padma, and we should also tell him, "Oh Gurudev, only you my seva, I have unconditionally surrendered me, my body, my everything in your lotus feet. Please give me Krishna prem. A bund.
One drop
of Krishna prem you should give. Or these a pure disciple ones." Or Guru Maharaj, he realized the glory of Guru. So, after taking Diksha from him, he never can take the name of Prabhupada. Prabhupada and began to be loudly, wanted to glorify, but mood became so high that he could not. He used to tell that at my time, Krishna was there everywhere. It may be that he has seen me. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu were there. They have seen me. So many Narad and other Bhagavats were there. But they could not save me. My Gurudev Srila Prabhupada Siddhanta Saraswati, he took my Shikha and dragged me from well of hell, and he took me in his shelter and gave me what? He gave me Krishna. So I think also I realize this, that my birth was in Bihari, you know, and there was very influence of Bauddha religion, quite nasty, zero bar there. And also when Jarasandha, the enemy of Krishna and Pandavas, was there, father of
Sasur, father-in-law.
Jarasandha. In that very country I was. I didn't think that Prabhupada was there. Bhaktivinoda Thakur at my time was there in Mayapur. But anyone could not save me. My Gurudev took my Sikha and dragged me in his lotus feet in Navadvi. And he forcibly gave me, oh Krishna Tattva. And by his mercy now, not learned so much, very little. But I know, knew the life, the main object of our life. What is the goal of life? And that is what I am telling to you. To be Radhika Dasi. This is the most extreme thing. We have no direct relation with Krishna. We have no direct relation. What relation with Krishna? That our Swami Ji is Radhika. And his most beloved is Krishna. That is very far away. But Radhika, oh, she is my master and everything to me. So, who gets this knowledge that I am preaching in the whole world? And all are with honors listening to me. You have come from so many different places to hear me. Why? I was an ordinary person. But Gurudev, oh, gave me all tattva that you should preach your mission, my mission. And that is why I am here. So I am realizing the glory of Gurudev. You should also try to realize the glory of Gurudev and try to give your independentness in the lotus feet of Gurudev. Go Premanande. Now Kamal Krishna Prabhu can show his magic. চারুচন্দ্রিকা, yes, you read your poem. Quickly, you should come.
Jagannath, Tamal Prabhu ready? Asu ready, don't delay.
Go on.
I'm not at all qualified to speak, and all Vaishnavas have spoke so nicely. I know some qualified, but Gurudev has given me this opportunity to
louder.
Okay. So my poem's entitled Gurudev, the Most Wanted Thief.
Why?
One may ask, Gurudev, did you steal the beautiful blue color of your lotus eyes from the deep blue sea or the vast blue sky? Certainly not. It must have been directly from Srimati Radhika's eyes so blue when she cast her merciful sidelong glance upon you. Those beautiful blue eyes are searching far and wide to find anyone who is in the least bit inclined towards the service of your Swamini's lotus feet. To such souls you shower upon them nectar so sweet that even drinking one drop they become completely intoxicated, so much so that material life gets terminated. Oh, how greatly dangerous! Like a thief in the night, you steal their heart and disappear out of sight. And when they finally realize what you've done, you've taken their heart up to Vrindavan. What can they do but follow you? Then, traveling miles and miles to the holy dham, they are very surprised to find your pocket full of hearts. Aho, the biggest thief the world has ever seen. Collecting hearts from all over the world, it seems. Well, what a surprise. This foremost of dacoits was born on the dark moon night. All the other dacoits he has well and truly outshined, making everyone simply cry and cry. Wherever he goes, he becomes most renowned as the most fearless thief in town. His sound vibration alone entering directly into the ear holes and sneaking right down into the deepest, darkest region of the heart. Not being satisfied with stealing just a part, he's carried away lots of whole hearts. Being most expert in this art, forcing those poor souls to give up their families and homes. So let me warn you, don't ever roam anywhere in the vicinity of his Hari Katha, unless you want to end up like Sripad Madhav Maharaj, who didn't get the name Madhav Maharaj by chance. So be very careful of that tricky thief's sidelong glance. Otherwise, you'll end up completely insane, chanting and dancing in Krishna pray.
Why he is making late?
Iskon mei ta jara gaan kore bolchilo. Iskon mei ta kirtan kore bolchilo. Iskon theke ekta ese kirtan kore bolchilo.
Korum.
Now kirtan. You want to sing?
Yeah.
Start.
Uta ke.
Iskon theke esche.
He is making late.